Well, that kind of singing from the heart that is spiritual and genuine and sincere, that blesses my heart. I mean, it just blesses my soul. And I'm thankful for what I'm able to feel when I sing that. Those of us that are Christian, those of us that are saved, our gratitude, our attitude of gratitude is weaved into the spiritual things that we get to enjoy. I mean, God has blessed us. We know that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom there's no variableness nor shadow of turning. It all came from God. All the goodness in our life comes from God. It comes down from the Father. And we want to praise Him and we want to thank Him for all the good stuff that we get to enjoy. And even if we had not the tangible things, the carnal things, the worldly things, the physical things, we have the spiritual things that we are thankful for. And nothing can take that from us. They're ours in Christ Jesus. And I'm glad I enjoy that. I'm glad I have that in my life. And we are just so blessed. We are so blessed. We want everybody to be able to look us in the eye and tell us that they know in their own heart that they've had a work of grace where the blood of Jesus has been applied to their account, and they know that they've been forgiven, that they know they've been saved, delivered from sin, and have a hope of heaven. You need to have that in your own heart, in your own life. Jesus is a personal Savior. And this way is personal. Repentance is personal. Faith is personal. If you repent, you have to repent for yourself. If you put faith in Jesus Christ to the saving of your soul, you have to put faith in Christ for yourself. There has to be a time and a place where you nail this thing down between you and God, and the blood of Jesus is applied to your account. That's the only way you can have assurance that you're going to heaven. Now, I know there's a lot of systems out there, but we're not trusting in a system. We're trusting in a Savior. And when you put faith in a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior there is, when you put faith in the Savior, there's a change that occurs in your life. You'll experience the new birth. You'll be born from above. Amen? You'll know. You'll be the first one to know when you're saved. Amen? You know, and if you're not, you know, if you need help, then you probably need to just send under some more gospel. You know what I'm saying? Because the Holy Spirit will help bring you to the end of yourself where you can turn from your sins and trust in Jesus. You don't need man's help at that point. No, you have God's help. And I'm glad it's that way. Listen, if some man can come along and convince you that you're all right, another man can come along later and convince you you're not right. But when you get convinced by the power of the Holy Spirit, when God's Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God, when you have that witness, as John said, I'm just quoting Scripture, you know, 1 John tells us we have a witness in ourselves. John would go on and say that those that are born of God would have a seed in them. The seed of God would be in them. Something from God, a divine thing. He said if God's seed is in you, you cannot sin because you're born of God. There's a change that occurs. Your propensity to sin changes. Your attitude toward this world and toward the things of God, your attitude toward your own life, it changes. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm glad I'm saved. Man, when I look at what happened to me, it lines up perfectly with the Word of God. It does. Yeah. I know what it means to drink of the living water. Man, when I got a drink when I was a 10-year-old boy, I've never thirsted again for that. Amen. I got it. I knew I was going to heaven when I die. I've had to repent of a lot of things in my life, and I know what it means to backslide. I know what it means to be at odds with God, but I tell you, I've never lost that fellowship and relationship that I acquired that night. I've been a child of God ever since. Yeah. I put strains on it through my life, but I tell you what, it has never changed. Never changed. We believe in once saved, always saved. Man, when you get a work of grace in your life, when you become a child of the King, when you experience the spirit of adoption, when you know Him as the Father and Jesus Christ as your elder brother, I mean, when you're in the family of God, nothing can change that. Nothing. You know, we may get to the point in our lives where we don't sense the presence of God like we want to sense it, but He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He promised He wouldn't. He's an unchanging God. And I tell you, we have the promises. Amen. We have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved for us in heaven. Those of us who have been begotten of the Father, I mean born again of the Father. Wow, what a blessing it is to be saved. I have a lot to be thankful for, but nothing can even come close to what I enjoy in knowing that I've been redeemed. I've got a wonderful family. I've got wonderful children and grandchildren. I love them dearly, but I'll tell you what. Nothing can surpass the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. And I'm thankful for that love. Oh, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. The world knoweth us not, because it knew not Christ. But beloved, now are we the children of God. Right now! And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when Jesus shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Oh, the hope we have. Amen. I stood over here a couple of weeks ago in the graveyard, and I tried to share with people that were part of that, in that funeral. I shared with them the fact that this is not a graveyard, it's a resurrection site. Jesus is coming for us. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for those bodies that are laid out there. He laid claim upon them, the purchased possession, these mortal bodies. I tell you what, there's going to be a resurrection of the just and the unjust at the coming of the Lord. Amen? Oh, wow. And we will receive glorified bodies. Can y'all grasp that? Can you really wrap your head around that? This mortal shall put on immortality. This corruption shall put on incorruption. We're going to have bodies just like Jesus Christ had when He came forth on the third day and arose victoriously. Wow! And we'll get to go into the very presence of a holy God. Wow. Good stuff, isn't it? You might say, well, preacher, you know, how do you know? How do you know? I mean, aren't you skeptical? No. Isn't there some kind of speculation associated with this? No. Jesus said, this is eternal life. The 17th chapter of John, verse 1. This is eternal life. To know. To know. To know God. To walk with God, have fellowship with His Son, to know Jesus not just as a Savior and as a Master, but to know Him as your friend, as your kinsman redeemer. Wow. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what blessings we have in Christ Jesus. Yes, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this country. I'm thankful for the freedom we have today. Aren't you? That we can come together. I'm thankful for those that made the ultimate sacrifice, that we can enjoy this freedom. I'm thankful for my friends, for my church. But most of all, I'm thankful for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ that made salvation available to me and available to the whole world. Yeah. Wow. I didn't mean to preach. Oh, but I tell you what, it's real. It's real, amen? Salvation is real. And the great thing is, today you can know it for yourself. You can know it for yourself to be real. Jesus said, if you will come to Him, if you'll believe Him, if you'll trust His Word, He said you will pass from death unto life. John 5:24-25, He that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me, Jesus said, hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You can have and enjoy eternal life now. Right now. You can be saved. I believe the Lord wants to save you today. You know, we're very old-fashioned in our practice. We believe sinners need to pray. Amen? They don't need counsel. They need the Creator. They need the Christ. And you get that by praying, by seeking the Lord. Seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the unrighteous man forsake his ways and turn to the Lord. The Bible says if you will turn to the Lord, He will abundantly pardon. Amen? You turn from your sins and you turn to the Lord. And He can save you today. I believe today is the day of salvation. Wouldn't it be great for you to be able to go to your family on Thursday and say, I have something very special to be thankful for today. I have just been saved by the grace of God. Wouldn't that be a great Thanksgiving? Huh? I have some family members. It'd be great if they would come and, you know, tell me about being born again, about being saved. That they now have eternal life. They can look me in the eye and tell me, I know I'm going to heaven. Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, can you imagine them looking at you Thursday and say, I know what you've been praying for all these years concerning me knowing the Lord and experiencing the Lord and being saved, and I've just experienced it. Listen, I'll be honest with you. We don't rejoice until God does it. We don't glory until God does it. And if you've never had a work of God done in your soul, you need that today. Amen? Do you guys believe Jesus is the Savior today? That today is the acceptable time, today is the day of salvation? I do. Listen, if you have never had a bent knee, if you've never bowed before the Lord, surrendered yourself to the Lord, and trusted in the blood of Jesus, put faith in Him to the saving of your soul. If you've never had a believing application of the blood of Jesus Christ upon your account, upon your soul, seek Him today. We're a little old-fashioned. If you came to this altar right now, I mean right this very minute, if you ran to the altar right now and started calling on the Lord, you know what will happen in this church? We'll all get in behind you, right? We'll call on the Lord with you. We know we need His grace. We know we need His mercy. We know we need the power of God to deliver you from sin. And I believe it's available to you today. You know you could do that in this service? Now, you can't do that at other churches. But you could this very moment fall under the conviction of sin, and you could run to this altar, and everything will stop. We'll all come in the altar. We'll pray with you. We'll tarry with you till you're satisfied. Amen? Till you know for yourself that you're saved. I want us to pray. I want us to get in the altar. I want us to have an altar prayer. I'm thankful for the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Aren't you? Jesus died for you on a cross. He arose for you. He ascended for you. He is seated for you at the right hand of the Father. He's ready to make intercessions for you. Amen? If you'll call upon the Lord, the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You will be saved if you pray and seek His face and call upon Him. He can save you today. Let the congregation stand. I want us to sing a song as we get on the altar. Well, Devin, lead us in a verse of a song. I want us to come in here. I want to invite you, if you've never made an altar somewhere to find the Lord, to nail this thing down, Listen, the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says we all need a Savior. Amen? The Bible says there's none good, not even you. No, not one. Everybody needs Jesus. He came and tasted death for every person, for every man. He tasted death for you. And you need to call upon Him. I want every soul in here this morning, I want us to pray. Can you honestly, this is my question before you today, can you honestly thank the Lord for eternal life that you possess right now? Can you do that? Can you bow up on your knee right now and say, thank you, Lord, for revealing to me, for showing me, for letting me know that I've passed from death into life, that the blood of Jesus has been applied to my account, and that I know that I'm a child of God. Can you thank God right now for knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are a child of God? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you get on your knees right now and thank God that you're saved, that you experienced His grace, that you know that Jesus took your place, that you know that there is no condemnation in your life because you are in Christ Jesus? Can you thank Him that you know you're in Christ and Christ is in you? Can you thank Him for the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? Huh? Amen? Can you do that? If you can't, then I want you to pray a different prayer. I want you to pray that the Lord will save you right now. Okay? I want you to get on your knees and I want you to ask God to help you to turn from your sins, help you to trust in Jesus. I want you to ask Him to help you. I want you to pray for mercy. You know, the Bible says that there were two men that prayed. One prayed a very cynical, hypocritical prayer. The other was a publican. The Bible says Jesus illustrated to us that He prayed, He wouldn't even so much lift up His eyes into heaven. He prayed afar off, the Bible says. And all He could pray is, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Listen, if you've never prayed that prayer, you've not prayed the sinner's prayer. Amen. If you've never prayed for mercy upon your sin-sick soul and experienced deliverance, I want you to pray that prayer. Bible says that man who prayed for mercy went home. Everybody say went home. Justified. The other man didn't get a thing. Not a thing from God. He was all right. He had done a lot of things. Listen, you're not saved by what you do. You're saved by the grace of God. You're saved according to His mercy. According to His grace. All right, every soul in here today, young and old, whether you're a senior citizen or you're a little kid, you might say, well, preacher, I'm not sure that I have reached the age of accountability. Well, that's fine. You still need to ask God to help you when you do. Amen? But you don't let barriers be built up in your heart. You don't flood your heart with a bunch of idols that you have to deal with. That'll save you when you're young, that you'll remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Amen? Am I right? Ask the Lord to help you when you reach that place, to show you your sins before Him. Ask Him to help you be convicted where you can easily turn away from sin. I tell you what, when you get like I got, I tell you, I was in trouble. I tell you, when the pains of hell get hold upon you, you want to let go of those sins that separate you from God. Amen? Pray that God convicts you heavily when you're lost, when you reach that place where you're lost. I do believe kids are under the blood, but I tell you what, I pray for my grandkids. They're only 1, 2, 4, and 5. Amen? They can pray for themselves. I'm aware of the fact they need deliverance that comes through Jesus Christ. When they are accountable for their sins, they need the cross. They need the cross. Okay, so every soul in here, you're going to pray either one of two prayers. One, you're going to pray, thank you for the blood. Oh, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for your spirit of conviction that got a hold of me. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the assurance of eternal life. You're either going to pray that prayer or you're going to pray the prayer of mercy. Can we all do that? Can we all do that this morning? Every soul in here is going to pray. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to pray personally and individually for yourself. And let me just put an extra one in there. Let me tell you how amazing our God is. If you have any questions in your mind, in your heart, I believe God will show you the way. Where you don't have to trust in men, or you got to believe the gospel, amen? You got to believe the word. But you don't have to trust in the advice of men. You can go directly to God, and God will show you where you stand. Amen. If you're confused, there is a God that can answer you and deliver you in your confusion. Y'all do believe in that kind of God, don't you? I love the way Paul put it when he was at Athens in the 20th chapter of Acts. He put it this way. He was talking to a bunch of confused people that had all these different idols at Athens. They had all kinds of altars and idols, even had one erected to the unknown God. You know, and Paul declared unto them Jesus and the God that created the heavens and the earth and how that He rose from the dead. And he said, if you will seek Him, okay, happily you'll feel after Him and find Him. He is not very far from every one of you. God is right here, and if you with your soul and with your spirit and with your heart feel after God, you can find God right now. Intimate, immediate access to a holy God. Wow. If you'll come by the way of the cross, He's not far from you right now. Just a breath, a prayer away. I want every person in here, will you agree with me? We're going to pray right now. Everybody's going to pray for themselves. Okay? Everybody's going to pray for themselves. One way or another, you're going to pray for yourself. Either, Lord, show me. God, have mercy upon me. Help me. Or, God, thank you. Oh, thank you for my hope of heaven and the assurance I have of eternal life. Aren't you glad you have that? You know, this world is so vulnerable and frail, and life is so fragile, unpredictable. But I'll tell you what, I've got something inside of me that cannot be shaken. We've received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's Bible. Amen. We've received something that will not be shaken. This world will be shaken. It can be tossed to and fro. Your life can become chaos tomorrow. But there's something deep inside of our soul that is upon a foundation that cannot be shaken and cannot be moved. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Let the winds blow. Let the storm come. We're built on a solid rock, on the rock of ages. And there we stand. Amen. You thank God for your rock. Thank Him today. All right. Everybody's going to pray right now. Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. May He hear every soul at the same time this morning calling upon the Lord. Everybody, let's bow down. Let's do it. Let's just call upon the Lord. If you haven't been on your knees in a while, get on your knees. Can't get on your knees? Just sit in your seat. Bend over. Call on the Lord. I want you to pray right now. I want you to talk to God right now. I want you to interact with God right now. Go to the intercessor. Go to Jesus Christ right now. Ask Him where you stand before God. Put your hope and your trust in Jesus Christ. Get saved right now. Today is the day of salvation. Brother Doug, lead our hearts. Let's pray.
There's some of you, and I'll just be honest, I'm just going to be transparent. We're not going to stop until you tell us for yourself that you know. We're going to keep praying for you, praying God gets a hold of you, God brings you down. Keep praying for the effectiveness of the gospel in your heart and your life. Some of you, I long for the day. You tell me that you've been saved. And I know that God wants to save you. I know the problem's not Him, that it's you. It's sin that separates us from God. Our own sins, our own transgressions, our own evil hearts. When we get to the point where all we can pray for is mercy, and God's deliverance will come. Well, it wasn't much of a Thanksgiving. Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was the best Thanksgiving message ever preached. I don't know. I am thankful. Man, I'm thankful for this way. I'm going to say this again. I'm thankful for this way. My salvation is not in something my parents told me. It's something God gave me. My salvation is not in the church. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for the church. Thankful for the truth. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. But I'm thankful for what came from above. Came down to me. It keeps coming down to me. We can drink from the water of life. We can freely drink from the water of life. I want to encourage you. I know the Lord is dealing with some of you. I know that. Don't just pray at church. Jesus can save you anywhere. You make you an altar somewhere. My daughter got saved in her bed. My wife got saved in the hallway at home. I know a man that got saved in the submarine during the war. I know people got saved behind the barn. My dad got saved out in the field. We've had people saved down at the Sonic. Right? Went out of here, went down there. Got saved down there. God will reveal Himself to you and let you know that you've been born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone. Everybody say everyone. That is born of the Spirit. When the wind of God blows upon your soul. It's not wind. It's the Spirit of God blows upon your soul. You know, when I was 10 years old. And I was seeking the Lord. I immediately knew that was it. My dad and mom just said, I know. And I immediately knew that was it. That was it. That was it. That was God. That was God. That wind blew up on my soul. Now look, I can't explain it to you exactly, but you can experience it for yourself. And I was about 3 feet from the altar, into the altar. Up in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. About 10 minutes till 10 on a Monday night. We used to sing, I can tell you the time, I can take you to the place. And that's all I could think about when I was a boy, that song. And my head immediately popped up, spun around. I looked back at the preacher's clock. That's what that is back there, the preacher's clock. I looked at what time it was. It's like Tell everybody what time it was. Tell everybody the place. Tell everybody the day that it happened to me. We're born into this world as sinners, but we don't have to leave that way. We have a Savior. Jesus died on the cross to take away your sins. He died paying the price for your sins so that we can not go to hell, but go to heaven. And that night, that day, Jesus paid my sin debt for me. That's when I became one of the chosen. He chose me that night. That's when I became one of God's elect. Right there. Right there. That's when the plan of God that was elected before the foundation of the world became personal for me. And I became one of God's chosen. One of His children. And became part of His family. And you need a time and a place. Amen? The Apostle Paul had a Damascus road. Thousands had a place in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Zacchaeus, he had one up in a sycamore tree. You got to have one somewhere. Okay. Yeah. Nail this thing down. I love Katie's testimony. Yeah, she tried to get, she got her conviction at school. Tried to get saved in the bathroom. Oh, the Lord said, this isn't good enough. You be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. She had to go out of that bathroom, get right down in the hall at school and pray for salvation. And the Lord saved her right there. Amen! He can, you know, a lot of people say God's not in the schools. He is. He's still saving people at school. Stand to your feet. We'll dismiss with a word of prayer. There's nothing else on your heart. Now, I'll tell you what. David, would you sing We're Blessed and We'll Go Home? Would you sing?
When He walks among us, all that He does, all of His mercy, all of His love, if the pen of the writer could write every day, not even His words could even contain how much I've been blessed. For warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, laughter of summer, changing of leaves, for food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, I have been blessed. Arms that can raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. A mother and father, nurtured and raised, sisters and brothers, memories prayed, our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray, stripes that can heal, and blood that can save, I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in a harbor, Miss Liberty calls. Olive gave some, Some gave it all so we could be blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, that rock where He leads me when I'm overwhelmed, the place where He hides me under His wing. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good. So good.